and foremost, as you know, this is another round of multi-party elections in Cabo Verde. The first multi-party democratic elections in Cabo Verde was back in 1991. So every 5 years or so, we do have elections in Cabo Verde. And being Cabo Verde a parliamentary democracy, it also determines who gets to sit or to be in the position of prime minister. It's very competitive, but a couple of things that I want to emphasize for this specific round. First and foremost, Cabo Verde, in effective terms, is a bipartisan system, meaning that effectively two parties can hope to win the majority of seats in the National Assembly and therefore form the government. Those two parties are MPD, the Movement for Democracy, and the PAICV, the African Parties for Independence of Cabo Verde.
You mentioned these two political parties, and one of them is led by a female who, if she wins, can be the first prime minister of Cabo Verde. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. PAICV is currently led by Janira Afolamada. If Janira Afolamada and her party wins the election, she would be appointed prime minister of Cabo Verde by the president. Yeah, so if she wins the election, there will be a new chapter, if you will, in the electoral politics of Cabo Verde. For the first time, we would have a female prime minister.
What is at the center of this election in Cabo Verde? We have COVID-19, we have economic matters. What are the voters voting on?
Oh, that's a great question. First and foremost, obviously, COVID still is a major topic. Those two parties, particularly the opposition party, is rallying the electorate against what they perceive to be wrong policies carried out by the government. They emphasize how the government's policies regarding the COVID crisis were perhaps not the best suitable and did not lead to the proper management of the crisis. The government, on the other hand, responds that they did the best they could in light of this global pandemic crisis, and they often pointed other cases in Europe, in North America, to emphasize how, even though they did the best they could, but the situation was truly catastrophic in other more advanced economies and advanced democracies. That's one topic. The other topic that is also at the bottom of electoral politics this year is corruption.